My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can catch us on the TV side on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. Running the two-man show today with Bish Bucks in Pebble Beach, supposedly, and EB in Outer Banks. I say supposedly because we don't know if Bish Bucks made it. Somebody, I guess there are flight trackers out there and they're nosy people. Somebody tweeted us that there was a delay which forced him to miss his flight to Monterey. And then they tweeted another picture that he might have had a problem getting from Monterey on the, or getting to Monterey, wherever he was going.
Sure.
You go to Monterey. So yeah, he was in Phoenix, from Phoenix to Monterey. Jason never texted me back, and I actually tweeted him a picture.
That means there was trouble.
I said, hey, what did you make it? I said, did you make it to Monterey safely or something like that?
Right.
And I tweeted a picture. I said, because there's a tweeter who says that you got bung jobbed.
Right. And this is the response.
That's my response. I don't know if anybody's heard from Jason Bishop.
Trust me. I will tell you this. By the fact that there was no response, he was on massive life tilt and just didn't even want to discuss it. So I guarantee you it didn't go smoothly. It didn't go swimmingly for him. And now I need the real nitty-gritty details. And hopefully we can get them and pass them along to the audience at some point. All right, time now to hit the skins. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. All right, before we get to what's happening currently out at, is it called Commander's Park, Ashburn Park? Drab, can you give me some clarity?
I believe it's Commander's Park.
Commander's Park, the training facility. We need to drill down just for a minute on how bad Ron Rivera was at picking players. Okay? I know I'm kicking a horse when it's down. I shouldn't do it, but Dax Milne was let go a couple days ago.
Okay, now he was a late round pick.
He was a seventh rounder, number 258 overall.
Kind of a success, but actually, that Dax Milne was on the team for a couple seasons.
For him to get a few years in the NFL, and maybe he'll catch on with another team, I agree with you. Like, seventh rounders generally don't stick. So for him to have at least a few years in the league, good for him. But do you realize that all eight of the 2020 Rivera draft class are no longer on the roster? Chase Young was traded to the Niners last year, as we know. Gibby leaves. Sadiq Charles is gone. Kalik Hudson. K- Cam Curl departs and signs with the Rams in the offseason. James Smith Williams is gone. I believe he's on the Atlanta Falcons. Antonio Gandy-Golden played a grand total of 10 NFL games. And Keith Ishmael lasted two seasons in Washington. I mean, no wonder this team is so bad in spinning its wheels. Like, you got to at least have a few of the guys from a class from 4 years ago be contributors on your team. You can't just have an entire draft class go up in smoke and not sign one of those guys to a second deal. I mean, it's just more personnel malpractice by Ron and his cronies, and you wonder why this team is picking number two in the draft and, you know, securing the rights to draft Jaden Daniels.
Well, the biggest sin, and I understand a lot of people agreed with the decision at the time, but the biggest sin, when you look back, and hindsight is 2020, is he didn't draft either Tua or Justin Herbert when they were available and went with Chase Young.
Yeah.
Now, if Chase Young turned into a star, which some people expected, you'd say, okay, maybe they should have taken the quarterback, but you got a star defensive end.
Yeah.
Instead, Chase Young, after his rookie season, has been a complete bust, was for Washington. We'll see what he does this season. So that, to me, is the biggest sin. And then you mentioned all these guys who haven't done anything.
Right. So just need to point that out. If you're wondering why the Commanders are, you know, in such bad shape personnel-wise as Adam Peters took over the roster, that's a huge reason why. That their 2020 class has no remaining members still on the roster. Never forget how bad of a coach was. Ron was probably worse as a personnel guy. Picking the players.
How many catches did Gandy-Golden have in his career?
I mean, 15? I would guess under 15. It's probably way under 15.
What a blast from the past name that is.
Yeah, right?
Hey, but he can solve a Rubik's Cube.
Right. But he can ride a unicycle. He's well-rounded. He's a Renaissance man. I don't want you to be well-rounded. I want you to be good at catching footballs if you're playing wide receiver for an NFL team. Maybe that's crazy of me.
And De'Ami Brown has barely been any better than Gandy-Golden was.
Right. Right. All right, so let's get to what's actually...
Now, Gandy-Golden again. Now, you should make it when you're a fourth-round pick.
Right, that's a relatively high pick.
You know what? De'Ami Brown looks like Randy Moss compared to AGG.
Do we have his career numbers?
Did Gandy-Golden get into a regular season game?
He definitely played in at least one regular season game. Because I remember him making... I remember one catch during his NFL career.
That's how many he has.
He has one. Wow. So I remember the one catch.
Yeah, I was going to say, put some respect on De'Ami Brown's name.
Wow.
Yeah, he does look like Randy Moss.
I assumed he had more.
No.
Clicked on stats.
Yeah.
It says 6 games played, targeted 7 times.
Right.
1 reception for 3 yards.
Silly.
Can you imagine that? Look, it's an accomplishment to make it in the NFL, to get drafted, to be on a team for however many seasons, but... Man, that's you're gonna be sitting on your porch with your grandkids one day, and be like, "Yeah, I had one catch for 3 yards in my NFL career."
And I forgot.
It's kind of embarrassing.
They tried to convert him to tight end.
Yeah, well,
and when that failed, right. They're like, "See ya."
Because they knew he couldn't play wide out. They knew they made a spectacular botch by picking him so high. All right, that's enough burying Ron. Let's get to the present day. So the national media is descending upon Commanders Park in Ashburn. Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofalo from NFL Network, they sat down with Dan Quinn yesterday to discuss Jaden Daniels' development in camp so far.
They had a new attitude to go do it.
I know you haven't named him the starting quarterback yet, but it's safe to say a lot of eyeballs are on Jaden Daniels, your number 2 overall pick. We saw him out here behind us. He can throw it. What have you seen from him physically, and then what we don't see mentally, preparation-wise?
Yeah, he's off to a remarkable start. He's got an ideal blend of confidence and humility. He's got the young player hunger, work ethic, humility to show, but also the confidence to go. He's not just throwing it well, he's playing the position well. Mm. In and out of a check, change of protection, good decisions, you know, for the open pass versus the shot, or not just throwing, but playing the position. And so I had high expectations for him coming in. You know, Adam and his staff and myself, we've done so much work on the quarterback, so we knew Jaden really well coming in here. And so he's exceeded those high expectations that, you know, we'd hoped we'd see.
Ooh. setting the bar high.
That is good to hear. Now, to follow up on that, Sam Fortier from the Washington Post, he was on a podcast with Kevin Sheehan's podcast within the last few days. He's at Sam4TR on Twitter.
And he's on this show this week.
Yep, we just had him on recently. And he was talking about Jaden Daniels' connection with some of the receivers when Cliff Kingsbury was scheming up some vertical shots. And this is the first time the Commanders' draft night vision for Daniels burst into reality. Cliff Kingsbury schemed up vertical shots. Daniels hit several of them, including a pair to McLaurin. Quote, "I'm telling you, that S-word is money," McLaurin screamed after hauling in a 40-yardish pass. Later on fourth and medium, Daniels rolled right away from pressure, found Dotson for a toe-tap conversion. Defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. shook his head, grinned, and dapped up Daniels after the play. Dotson was so inspired by the offense that, among other ambitious claims, he called fellow wide receiver Terry McLaurin the, quote, "best go-ball player in freaking NFL history." So people are gushing about Jaden Daniels. There's a lot of gushing happening out in Ashburn. So those are good developments. Now, again, it's against either, you know, corners that are, you know, in shells and not written. Now, they have been in pads for some of the practices. And sometimes he's throwing the ball against air. He's just throwing the guys streaking down the sideline. But his deep ball is nice. It is a thing to behold. And I know the receivers have been raving about the accuracy, specifically where he's putting the ball, giving them a chance to catch it, not the DBs a chance to knock it away. So
I hope he has a C.J. Stroud-like rookie season.
I hope he does, too.
Everything you're hearing is great, but you tend to hear really good things. Right. Like if we went back a year ago, you heard some good things about Sam Howell. And during the middle of the season, Terry McLaurin said, "That's our quarterback." Like he thought they had the quarterback of the future.
Yep. So people that follow the Commanders on Twitter as their jobs, they were reacting to Commanders offensive tackle Brandon Coleman's outstanding practice yesterday. Coleman has worked with the first team offensive line throughout training camp, either at left or right tackle. The Commanders entered training camp clearly believing he could start at one of the tackle positions in week one.
That's huge.
While Coleman has lost some reps in camp, he's also won his fair share against Washington's standout defensive line. And here are some of the tweets from people that work at this station and other media here in the D.C. area. This is from Linnell Willingham, who does shows sometimes here.
The youngest in charge.
Also on Team 980. He said, "Brandon Coleman and Sam Cosmi undefeated in the OL versus DL 1v1. Cosmi and John Allen getting a little chippy." So that was his reaction. J.P. Finley, "Good dose of run game in 11v11 today. Brandon Coleman looking good." Grant Paulson tweeted, "I was enamored with Brandon Coleman. He's huge. He moved better than I thought. He got the left tackle starter reps today and looked like he belonged. Guard body with traditional left tackle arms and length. I liked him today." He also signed autographs for 45 minutes post-practice, if you're into that. Another tweet from Linnell Willingham, "Brandon Coleman right now looks like a day one starter at left tackle. Not a surprise for a third round pick to start, but here recently with this organization, rare, they've got a good one."
Yeah, I'm looking at an updated depth chart on ESPN.com for what it's worth. They've got Brandon Coleman starting left tackle.
Yep.
Trent Scott as the starting right tackle, which means Andrew Wiley wouldn't be starting, and Cornelius Lucas wouldn't be starting. Those are good depth guys, but you don't really want those guys starting.
Yeah, and Mitch Tischler, who loves him some offensive linemen, he tweeted yesterday, "Brandon Coleman was the standout in these one-on-one drills. Showed good feet, strength, and ability to recover." So this is where hopefully Adam Peters is waving the magic wand and finding guys outside of the first round that can step right in and be starters for this team in areas of need. And we all know the offensive line, huge area of need for the Commanders. So
I'll take these guys' word for it.
Yeah.
My one cautionary note is, and it did sound like you said he faced John Allen, is that if they're facing the Commanders' defensive ends, They're not necessarily a bunch of Bruce Smiths and right. Reggie Whites.
Right, that's okay.
The defensive ends right now are Dante Fowler, Dorrance Armstrong. You've got Farrell, KJ Henry, who they drafted a couple years ago.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It could be a tale of, oh, the defensive ends blow.
Right. That could be part of it. But I think I saw somewhere that a sports book recently posted the over-under for sacks for the team for the year, the total at 38.5, which is pretty close to the total they had last year when Sweat and Young were here.
Slightly more than two a game.
For part of the season. So
okay.
I think they're
but is that below average? Is that average or above average?
I'd have to look
at what
teams did. It's probably
I would guess that's middle of the pack.
Probably middle of the pack. But, I mean, look, nobody's expecting this team to have 60 sacks this upcoming season.
Yeah, but you'd hope that somebody would emerge and be a double-digit sacks guy. I doubt they're going to have that.
Right.
But, look, Montez Sweat and Chase Young, they weren't exactly getting 15 per game when they were here in Washington.
Right.
15 per season.
Last story on Hit the Skins before we get to Ben Valin at 7:20. Former Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant weighed in on Twitter yesterday. He was responding to somebody asking about the Commanders receiving core and whether they're going to try to get Brandon Ayuk via a trade. His response was, "Hear me out. The Commanders are set up for success. I hate I even feel this way about them, honestly. I'm the biggest NFC East hater. Commanders have a solid team overall. I got Jaden Daniels winning Offensive Rookie of the Year."
Man, all flowers for old Jaden Daniels.
Dez Bryant high on the Commanders heading into their first preseason matchup with the Jets coming up next weekend.
Hey, I will say I'm ending my quest. I'm really big on the Jaden Daniels net videos.
Okay. yes.
I'm ending my quest because they had live footage of the practice yesterday when Rappaport and was sitting down with Quinn. And I saw Jaden missed the square.
Oh, really?
The first one.
You saw the footage.
I saw a lot of missed squares.
saw a missed square video.
So it's not
video.
Perfect is what you're telling
me. But they're usually close to the square. They always hit the net.
Yeah.
It's hard to get it right in the square.
They always hit the net.
It's hard to get it right in the square.
I'd like to see some of the video of Carson Wentz trying to throw the ball and hit the net back in the day.
And also,
that better be a big net.
There was a Bigfoot sighting.
Oh, there was?
Yes.
Okay.
Remember how I always say the teams never post like the starting quarterback throwing an interception?
I remember.
The Ravens posted Lamar throwing an interception to Kyle Hamilton.
Ooh, look at that.
It was Bigfoot in the wild. Yeah,
I think you see some online.
Pretty crazy.
There's one of these sites that I follow where they'll put like a deceptive caption. It'll say, Bo Nix with a dime mm-hmm. in training camp. Right. And then you look at the video and he's getting picked off.
Right. You got Rickrolled, JP. It happens.
I know, but is it from the team itself?
No, or no, not from the
team. That's the caveat.
It's from like one of those like size ML football right. or something like
no,
that.
No, the team has to show it. Not a reporter, not a beat writer.
Got it. So, Very good.
Bigfoot, 2 Bigfoot sightings yesterday.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot in one day. Coming up next, we will talk more NFL with Ben Vallin, national football writer for the Boston Globe. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.